Today's Amud is Yevamos Peiches Amud Beis. We're holding on Peiches Amud Aleph, seven lines on the bottom, by the two dots, Teitze Mizeh U'Mizeh. So the Mishnah had said that if a woman's husband goes to Medina Sayyam, and then an Eid Echad comes to her, and an Eid Echad says that, you should know, I saw your husband overseas, and I saw that he died, and Mamela, you're free to get remarried. The woman, she goes and she gets remarried, and then sometime later her husband comes back. So the Mishnah said that the halacha is teitzei mizeh u'mizeh. She has to leave both husbands. We were very makel with her. We allowed her to rely on an Eid Echad. We had hoped that would make it, that she would investigate things properly, and if she would get remarried, it would only be if she was really, really sure that her husband had died. L'maisa, if not, then we give her a kenas, and now she has to leave. She has to leave both husbands. That was the halacha of the Mishnah. If the husband comes back, she has to leave both husbands. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav. Rav tells us, Loishanu elishenises be'ed echad, aval nises apishnei edem loy teitze. So, we'll translate the words of Rav the way at least the Gemara assumes what Rav means right now, which is that Rav was saying that this halacha is true only if she's niseis be'ed echad. It's only true if one aid comes and tells her that her husband originally told her that her husband had died. That's when the halacha states in mizeh u'mizeh. But if two aidim originally, if the story started that her husband went overseas and two aidim came back, and two aidim told this woman that your husband died, and she goes ahead and she gets remarried, so then loy teitze, right now the Gemara assumes loy teitze means that she doesn't have to leave the new husband, which sounds incredible, because she's an eshes ish. How could you tell me that she doesn't have to leave the second husband? It's very good that two aidim tricked her. Two aidim said that her husband had died. Lemaisa, her husband's back here, and so how could you say, if her husband's standing right here, she's an Eishas Ish, how could you say Loi Teitze? But that's what Rav seems to say, that Loi Teitze, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. So to the point that says the Gemara, that Machaku Alevi Marava, they laughed at him. They laughed at Rav's Memra. And they said, Asura Gavra Vikai Vat Amr Loi Teitze. The husband's here, he's standing right in front of her. And you're going to tell me that she doesn't have to leave the second husband? That doesn't make any sense. She's an Eishas Ish. How could you tell me she doesn't have to leave the second husband? So says the Gemara now, two terutzim. The second terut's only going to get to in the middle of Peiches Amud Beis. First, the Gemara is going to speak out the first terut and a lot of back and forth about this first terut. But says the Gemara now, to explain Rav's cryptic statement, Rav seems to be saying that if two Adam originally told her husband died, and her husband comes back, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Sounds crazy. Says the Gemara, terut number one, that loitzricha delo yadinamai. It's not so pashit. Her husband comes back. What does it mean her husband comes back? Her husband comes back means that after she got remarried, so some man comes to town, and she says, I'm Reuven, I'm your first husband. And Lamaisa, he doesn't have a birth certificate with him. He lost his passport, so we have no way of verifying that he's really a Reuven Pliny, that he's really the original husband. He's claiming to be the original husband, but we don't actually know that he's the original husband. So in such a case, that's what Rav said, that as long as she got remarried, two Adam testified that the husband died. Now there's a man claiming that he's the husband. We don't know that he's the husband, so then she's allowed to stay with the second man. That's what Rav was coming to say. But as the Gemara, that Idoloy Adinalei, if we don't know that this man is actually the husband, so then Be'ed Echad Amai Teitze. So then even if one aid comes to Bezdin originally and told her that her husband had died, L'maisa, he had Nemanis, Bezdin gives him Nemanis, and Eid Echad has Nemanis in such a case. So he has Nemanis. Now a random stranger comes to town and he says he's the husband? Why should we make her leave her second husband just because a man is claiming to be the original husband when we have no way of verifying that? And L'maisa, we believe that the Eid Echad from the beginning who said that the husband had died. So why would Allah be Teitze in such a case? So says the Gemara, like Tzricha, the Asu Beitrei, Va'amri, Anan Avinin Bahadei, Bechinafik Vad Hashta. The case is, it's true, a random man comes to town claiming to be the original husband, but he's not alone. he comes prepared. He comes with two Edom, and the two Edom are saying that we were with this man from the time of departure from town. We were his buddies from yeshiva, from the yeshiva days. He went on the boys' trip, and Lemaisa, we got lost. Clearly, there's some sort of story over here. But we're his friends, we're two Edom, we were with him from when he left until now, and I'm telling you, we are telling you that this is your husband. Now it's very strange because nobody recognizes him. So they say that Va'atun Hudulayadisule, and they say that you just forgot how he looked like. It's been 10 years. We got lost. Lamaisa, we're back now, but we were with him from the beginning. And I'm telling you that this man is Reuven so and so. He's your original husband, and you just forgot how he looked. Now, could it be that they just forgot how he looked? Says the Gemara, yes. We find a precedent to this in the Torah. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, by the brothers, when the brothers of Yosef went to Mitzrayim, so as soon as they got to Yosef, the pasuk says, "V'yakir Yosef as Achav, v'hein lo yikiruhu." Yosef right away knew who they were. He realized that these were his brothers, but they didn't recognize this Egyptian who they thought. They didn't recognize Yosef. V'amr Rav Chista explained that miyamid milamid sheyatzah b'lei chasim hazakan uba mechasim hazakan, that when he left Yaakov Avinu, he didn't have a beard, and now sitting in Mitzrayim he has a beard, so they didn't recognize him. And so too in this story, this Reuven so and so, the man claiming to be Reuven so and so, comes back to town. He has two Edom with him. They're saying, we're his buddies from yeshiva. We were originally on the trip with him. I'm telling you, this is the same man. We were with him the whole time. This is the same Reuven so-and-so. You don't recognize him? Yeah, because he has a beard now, and you don't recognize him with the beard. You don't recognize him. It's been 10 years. I don't know if the beard has to be. Maybe if he doesn't have a beard, maybe he would still be able to say such a taina. You see, there's such a thing. There's such a concept of not recognizing a person after a long time. So too, they're saying about Reuven. They're saying about Reuven, this man claiming to be Reuven, that you don't recognize him because it's been a long time, but really he's Reuven. That's the case. And it was about this case that Rav said that if the woman originally got remarried al pi an Eid Echad, it was only an Eid Echad saying that Reuven died. And now here we have in front of us two Edom saying that this is Reuven. Reuven never died. So then she has to be Tetzi. Then she has to leave her second husband. But if she originally got remarried up Shnei Edom, there were two Edom who came to Beis Din saying that they witnessed the husband dying. So now we have two Edom saying otherwise, but we have two Edom saying that the husband died. That's when we say Loi Tetzi, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Ask the Gemara, but why would that be? Why wouldn't she have to leave the second husband when it's a Treu Trei? So if Treu Trei Well, Ma'isa, it's a Treu Trei, and the Haba Leah Basham Talikai. The halacha is that she's a Treu Trei, makes her into a Suffolk Eish Hashish. If she's a Suffolk Eish Hashish, so if someone's together with her, he's going to be Chayiv in Asham Talui. So how could the second husband remain with her? He's going to be Chayiv in Asham Talui. How could Rav say Loi Tetzi, that she doesn't have to leave the second husband? The second husband should be totally forbidden from him. She's a Treu Trei. She's a Suffolk Eish Hashish. How is he allowed to remain with her? So I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes explained, we're not just talking about Stam, a case where she got remarried. She actually remarried one of those original Edom. There were two Edom who came to Beis Din originally saying that her husband had died, and she went ahead and she actually married one of them, obviously in a permitted way, in a way that doesn't invoke any sort of chashashis, but maybe he was married at the time. But Lamaisa, she married one of these Edom. Since she married one of these Edom, and these Edom are confident, they're saying, really, they're saying, we know that the husband died. So he's not going to be Chayiv in Asham Talui. You're only Chayiv in Asham Talui if you're Taka Mesupik. To this aid, he's not Mesupik. He's saying, I know for sure that the husband died. Mamela, he is allowed to stay with the woman. But says the Gemara, okay, great. So he is confident because he's saying that I saw the husband die. So copy the aid from the aid's perspective, the fact that he's allowed to stay with this woman, fine, we get it now. But he goofa basham talui kaima. But what about her? She can't be so confident. Why does she believe one person over the other? There are two Edom saying that her husband died. There are two Edom now saying that her husband's alive and he's standing right in front of her. So klapi her, l'chayrit should be an asham talui, and she shouldn't be allowed to stay married to the second husband. How could Rav say loy teitzeh? So says the Gemara, Baineris Barili. We're talking about a case where she's looking at the man. She's saying, look at the man who's claiming to be Reuven. She's studying him. She gets it all down. She knows her husband very well from before. She could figure out what he would look like over now without a beard, with a beard. And she's saying, Barili, I am very confident that this is not my husband. So if she could say Barili, that she's very confident that this is not her husband, so then she's not in the parish of Hashem Talon. Mamela, she's allowed to stay with the husband. So it's in such a case where there was two Adam who came originally and said that her husband died. And she married one of these Adam. And now there's a person coming claiming to be Reuven and he has two Adam, but she's saying burryingly that he's not my husband. That's the case where Rav said, like Tetze, it would be an Eid Echad who originally said that her husband died. Now we have two Adam saying that the husband didn't die. But if it was originally two Adam, and she married one of the Adam, but she's saying Barili, so in such a case, that's where Rav said, Loi Tetze. Well, ask the Gemara, once they're putting in all these factors, that she married one of the Adam, and she's saying Barili, so then Nihachi Maila Memra, you said such a good teretz, now we understand why it's Mutter, why it's Loi Tetze, but it's such a good teretz, that I don't even understand why Rav felt the need to teach us this halacha. It's so obvious that Loi Tetze in such a case. It's so obvious that in such a case, she'd be allowed to stay with the husband. So why did Rav feel the need to teach us this? Why is it so obvious? Because Afilu Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi like Amar El Kishabayu Edim Va'achar Kach Nises Aval Nises Va'achar Kach Bayu Edim Loi Amar. Even Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi, who's makbid in such cases, well, as the Gemara will bring soon, he's only makbid when Edim came and said that the husband's alive, and then afterwards she goes ahead and she marries a second husband. She marries one of those original two Adam. And she says, Barili, it's not my husband. That's when even Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yossi, who's Machmir, that's when he's Machmir. But in the case where she gets remarried first and then afterwards two Adam come saying that her husband's still alive, in such a case, of course, everyone agrees that she doesn't have to be Tetze, that she's allowed to stay with her second husband. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that when you have cases of Treyu Trey, whether it's Shnayim Oimrim Meis, Shnayim Oimrim Loi Meis, whether it's a Treyu Trey about whether or not the original husband died, or Shnayim Oimrim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Oimrim Loi Nisgarsha, or just a Treyu Trey about whether or not she got divorced from her original husband. The halacha is if she gets Harezu Loi Tinaseh, she's not allowed to get remarried because it's a suffix. Since the Treyu Trey, she's not allowed to get remarried to a second husband. However, says the Tanakama, V'im Nises Loi Tetze. If she got remarried, so we're not going to make her get divorced. Now, obviously, it's talking about where she married one of the original two Adim, who said that she's Muteres Linase, and she's saying, Barili, that I'm divorced, that Barili, that my husband died. So, obviously, it has to be with those details as well. But in such a case, the Tanakama says that she doesn't have to be Tetze. And Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yaisi, Amar, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yaisi says, no Tetze, but I'm Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yaisi, that when Amas and the Oimer Tetze, when do I say that she has to leave the second husband? That's only Bizman Shabayu Adim Va'achar Kach Nises. That's only if the second pair of Adim who were saying that she's Asur, that she's Asur Linaseh, they came first, and then afterwards she ignored Bezdin, who told her she can't get married, and she went ahead and she got remarried. In such a case, Mishum Zilusa de Beidina, the Rashbam and Baba Basra explains, Mishum Zilusa de Beidina, so it shouldn't be that Bezdin is looked at very cheaply, so therefore we say that she has to be Tetzeh. Avod Nises, but if she gets remarried right when the two Adam said that she's Muteres, and then afterwards two Adam come and say that no, really your husband didn't die, really you're not divorced, Harezu Loi Tetze. In such a case where she got remarried already, meaning that's only Treyu Trey, we say she does not need to get divorced. So you see that this halacha was already stated even by the Machmir, even Rav Menachem Rav Yaisi, who's the Machmir, even he held to this halacha. So what's Rav coming to teach us in our sugya? So says the Gemara, two terutzim to answer this kasha. What's the chiddush? Now, all of this is within the Gemara's first teretz of what Rav was coming to say. Rav was coming to discuss such a case, and he was saying Loi Tetze. This is all the first explanation. But now we have a kasha, that what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush in such a case? What's the chiddush in such a case where she marries one of the Edom, and then she says, Barili, that this is not my husband? What's the chiddush in the fact that she doesn't have to leave the second husband? Says the Gemara to Terutzim. Teretz number one, that Ki Kama Rav Nami Bizman Shubayu Edom Va'achar Kach Nises, that the Enoch Nami, Rav was saying a chiddush, because he was coming to discuss a case case where first the two Edom came with the man claiming to be Reuven, and first they came, and Bezdin said, okay, that's it, so you can't get remarried, it's a trey. Va'achar kafnises, and then she got remarried, and la'afu came in Rabbi Nachum and Rabbi Yaisi. And Rav was goofy coming to teach us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Nachum and Rabbi Yaisi, and we allow her to stay married even though she did the wrong thing, we allow her to stay married. That's the chiddush. Or Vika Damri, some say that no, he is talking, discussing a case where she got remarried first, and then afterwards the man claiming to be Reuven came with his two Edom. But and what's the chiddush? The chiddush is gufa that taima d'nisei v'achukach bayu Edom. Rav's coming to say that it's dafka in this case. That's when we say like teitze dafka when she gets remarried first and then the Edom come. Of a bayu Edom v'achukach nisei's, had the Edom came first and then afterwards she ignored Bezdin, she got remarried. So then the diak in Rav is that teitze she would have to leave the second husband, and Kaman Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yaisi, and his goofa coming to teach us like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yaisi. So two ways of viewing what the chiddush would be, but that's all this is all still within the first tarot. So what was Rav coming to say? He was coming to discuss a case where a woman's husband went away, and then Edom came and said that her husband died, and then she gets remarried, or gets remarried afterwards, but she gets remarried, and a man claiming to be Reuven comes back and says, I'm Reuven, and he has two Edom with him, but she married one of those original Edom, and she's saying, Barili, this is not my husband. In such a case, Loi Teitze, as long as she got remarried, I'll Pishnei Edom, so then the halacha is Loi Teitze. This is all the first explanation of Rav. I asked the Gemara Kasha on this explanation before we get to the second explanation. I asked the Gemara Kasha on the first explanation that Masiv Rava asked the Kasha, Minayim Shem Loi Ratza Dafnai. We learned in the Braisa like this. The Braisa is discussing a case of a Kayin who's becoming Tameh, he's becoming Tameh, or he's marrying someone that's Asur to him. That's the case we're going to focus on. But it's really, the Braisa is technically talking about both. Either a Kayin who's ignoring his Asur to become Tameh Meis, or a Kayin who's marrying someone who's Asur to him, and he's ignoring his Din Kedusha. So Minayin Shem Loi Ratza, that Dafnai, how do we know? And if he doesn't want to listen to Bezdin, who are telling him that he has to stop, he's not allowed to become Tameh, or he's not listening to Bezdin, who are telling him that he's not allowed to marry this woman, that Daphne, that we beat him, at least this is the way the Gemara assumes the word Daphne means, we'll say, the Salkudaitach at least says that Daphne means, or the Daphne means that we beat him until he listens. How do we know this halacha? Tamulay merviki dashtai, because the Torah says that you make him holy, Balkarchai, it means even Balkarchai, against his will, we make him holy, we make him separate from Toma, we make him separate from women who are usher to him. Now says the Gemara Hechidami, what's the case? At least this case, that he's marrying someone who's usher to him, so what's the case? Rashi explains that he can't be talking about stomach case where he's just doing a regular isser, because of course we're going to force him to stop. That wouldn't be a chiddush. It must be that there's something more nuanced over here. And we're going to force him to get away from this woman. So what's the case? Says the Gemara, Ilei Medulay Nisei. Says the Gemara that we're talking about our situation, where a woman's husband went away, and then Edom came and said that her husband died, and now this woman is remarried now to a Kayin. She's an Almana, and Almana is allowed to marry a Kayin, and she remarries this Kayin. So what's the case though exactly? Ilei Medulay Nisei La'achem Edaha, that this Kayin is not one of the original Edom. She didn't marry one of the Edom. V'laika Amra Barili, and she's not saying Barili that this is not my husband who's coming back claiming to be Reuven. Well, then Tzricha LeMeimer DeDafnoi, is it any chiddush that we're going to force this Kayin who marries her, that we're going to force him to separate from her? She's at the very least, even if she gets a get from this man claiming to be Reuven, she's at least a Safik Zayna. She's a Safik Zayna because if she's an Ish Ish and she was Mizaneh, Lamaisa, she's a Zayna now. So of course we're going to force him to stay away from her. For sure, if she doesn't get a get, then she's a Safik Ish Ish. Nothing to talk about. Of course, we're going to force him to separate from her. That wouldn't be a chiddush. It must be the case he's talking about, where this Kayin was one of the original Edom claiming that her husband died overseas. sees, and she goes out and she marries him. He's a Kayin, he's one of the original Ada, but he's also a Kayin. The Kamra, and she's claiming with the husband, the man claiming to be Reuven comes with this two Ada, Shvakamra, she's saying, Barili, that I am confident that this man claiming to be Reuven is not Reuven. And yet still, what does the Braisa say? Vakatani Dafnoi, the Braisa says that we force him, we hit him until he leaves her. So Amu Mafkina Mamine, you see now like Rav, you see that even in such a scenario, we do force her to leave him. We say Teitzei. We don't say Loi Teitzei like Rav said. Rather, we say Teitzei. So says the Gemara, a few Terutzim, three Terutzim. Says the Gemara, Terutz number one, that Isser Kuhuna Shani. It could be you're getting all the details of the case exactly right. Eda Chanami, that's exactly what the Braisa was discussing. That's the exact case. Everything's exactly like you understood. But over here he's a Kayin, so by a Kayin we're more Machmir. By a Kayin because it's a Safik Zayna, so by a Kayin we're more Machmir. But you can't bring a Raya from here to the general din. Really, generally, we would have said, Why Teitzei? Or, V'Yibayis Eima, My Dafnoi, Dafnoi Be'edim. Or the second Teretz is that you understood the word Dafnoi incorrectly. You were explaining Dafnoi to mean that we beat him, that we force him to leave her. That's not what Dafnoi means. Dafnoi means Be'edim, that we bring Edim, we bring Edim to try, we try to get more Edim to testify that that this man is really Reuven. Or, V'Yibayis Eima, a third Teretz, that we're talking about a case, Kishabayu Edim V'Achar Kafnises. We're discussing a case where Reuven, or the man claiming to be Reuven, came with his Edim before she ever married the Eid, before she ever married the Kayin Eid. So, Rav Nachman Rabbi Yaisi, and we're going like Rav Nachman Rabbi Yaisi, and in such a case, she has to be Teitzei. So that's the Pshat over here, but there's no Kasha from here on the Shita of Rav. So again, all of this was all in the first explanation. Really, the words of Rav are very cryptic, to the point that in Eretz Yisrael they laughed at Rav. Rav said that if she gets remarried through two Edom claiming that her husband dies, and then her husband comes back, those were the words of Rav. Her husband comes back, it sounds like we know that this man is her husband. Her husband comes back, and Rav said, Loi Teitzei, which we assumed meant that she doesn't have to leave the second husband, which sounded preposterous. If her husband's standing right there, how could you say that she doesn't have to leave the second man? So the whole first Terence was is that no, really we're talking about a case where we're not really so sure that this is the husband. Says the Gemara Terence number two, Rav Ashi Omer, that my loy teitzei to come a Rav loy teitzei meteir harishayin. That no, you misunderstood Rav. It was totally misunderstanding. When Rav said that if she gets remarried through two, she doesn't have to be teitzei, she didn't mean that she doesn't have to be teitzei from the second husband. Of course she has to be teitzei from the second husband. Her husband is standing, her original husband Reuven is standing right in front of her. Everyone knows it's Reuven. Of course she has to leave the second man. She's an Ish. There's nothing to talk about. But the Chiddush of Rav was that when she gets remarried through two Edom, so the Halacha follows our Mishnah. The Halacha follows our Mishnah that when it's two Edom, even though when it's an Ed Achim claiming that her husband dies and her husband comes back, we give her a Kanas that she has to be Teitzei. Says Rav, when it's two Edom, which is really the din of our Mishnah, but Rav's saying that the Halacha follows our Mishnah, that when there's two Edom claiming that her original husband died, so then even if the husband comes back, we're not going to kenas her, and she's going to be allowed to stay with her original husband, with the first husband. That's the halacha that Rav was coming to say. Now ask the Gemara though, that ha'amra Rav chadazimna, that Rav already taught us this, so why would he say it again and then make it like it's his own chiddush? That now we learned in our Mishnah that nisei shaloi bershus mutaris lachsolai, that if she gets married without rishus from Bezdin, meaning she doesn't need rishus from Bezdin because she has two Edim, if she gets remarried through two Edim, so Muteris Lachser, like, if her husband comes back, she's allowed to go back to him. Va'amar Ravuna Amar Rav, and on this Rav said that Hachi Yilchazah, that this is the halacha. So why would Rav say it in a different way? And the second time, Rav already taught us this then. So says the Gemara, the Inachanami, in Chadam Mechlalo de Chaver to Edmar. Rav really only said one, and then the Talmidim were then saying the second one, because that's obviously what Rav would say, because it's the same din. Not that Rav actually said both members, he only said one of the members, and the Talmidim just applied it in the other way. But really, Rav only said it once, and that's all Rav was coming to say, that in the case where the husband comes back, we know it's the husband, if she got remarried through two Edim, so the halacha follows our Mishnah, that she's Mutaris Lachzorloi, that she's allowed to go back to her original husband. Not much of a chiddush, just a chiddush in halacha, that he's saying that the halacha follows our Mishnah, but Rav wasn't coming to say any of his own chiddushah. Ad kan that chiddush of the sugya. Now says the Gemara, new halacha. A new halacha, Amar Shmuel, that loishanu ela shloi makashte. That this that we say, that when she gets remarried through an eid echad, right, her husband goes away, and eid echad comes and says that her husband dies, she goes and she gets remarried, and then lo and behold, her husband comes back. So we say that teitze mizeh umizeh. On that, says Shmuel, that we only say teitze mizeh umizeh when her husband comes back, ela shloi makashtai. It's only if she's not doubting him. She's not denying it. She's not saying that, no, this is not my husband. So that's when we say that now she has to be teitze mizeh umizeh. Because a man's coming claiming to be Reuven, and she's not even denying it. Ava makashtai. But if she denies it, the man comes and says, hi, honey, I'm Reuven. And she says, no, you're not. So then loy teitze. Then we're not going to make her leave the second husband. Now says the Gemara B'maya Skina, what's the case? Ilema b'beit shrei. If you're going to tell me that the case is talking about where there's a beit shrei, meaning that the husband is coming with two Edom who are with him saying that he taka is Reuven. So if two Edom are coming and saying that he's Reuven, kima kashtale may have. So what does it help that she denies it and she says, no, you're not Reuven? She's going against two Edom. How would it have any merit if she's going against two Edom saying that he is Reuven? So Elo Bechad. So it must be that the case is talking about where Reuven only has one aid with him saying that he's Reuven. And what do you see? That Taima de Makashtai. That the only reason why Shmuel says Loitetzei, the only reason why we say Loitetzei is because she's denying the fact that he's Reuven. Hashaska. But if she would remain quiet and this Reuven guy is coming with an aid echad, so then we would say Tetzei that she has to leave her second husband because she doesn't know. She's not saying that you're not Reuven. She's saying, I have no idea. So in such a case, we tell her that now you have to leave your second husband. But why would that be true? Why would that be true that she has to leave her second husband? Va'amar Ula. Ula already taught us that komaklim shamina toyre edachad hare kan shnayim. Anytime the Torah gives nemanus to an edachad, we count him as two edim. In which case, this lady, your husband went away. What happened? An edachad comes to Bezdin, and the edachad says, your husband died. Now he has nemanus as an edachad. Since the Torah gave nemanus to him as an edachad, the halacha says it's a cloud that says ula that he counts as two. So it's as if in halacha for comparing numbers, it's as if she has two edim on her side saying that Reuven died. Then the man comes claiming to be Reuven, and he has an eid echad with him saying that this is Reuven. So why would she have to be tetze even if she remains silent, even if she doesn't know who he is? Vein dvar shalecha b'makim shnayim. But one person shouldn't be believed. There shouldn't have any merit b'makim two, since the original eid echad has a din of Shnayim, and now there's only an eid echad coming with the alleged Reuven. So the halacha should be that she's allowed to stay with the second husband because she has two eidim saying that Reuven died, and only an eid echad saying that this is Reuven and that he's dead and that he's good and well. So says the Gemara, and halacha b'mayaskina b'psuli eidus. Here we're talking about a case that really two eidim came with Reuven. Now we said if two eidim come with Reuven, so then even if she denies the fact that he's Reuven, she should have to leave the second husband. So what's the case? It's two Edom, but it's Hacha b'mayiskina b'psule Edas. The two Edom coming with Reuven, saying that he's Reuven, are women. Or other people that are psule Edas. Let's say women. There are two women coming with him. So now, if she denies them, so then it's her together with the original Eid Echad against these two, and we're not going to make her leave her second husband. But if she doesn't deny them, so then they're going to win. Now the question is why are they going to win? They're still going against another Shnayim. They're going against the original Eid Echad who counts as two. Says the Gemara, no, Ukdrab Nechemia, because we have a different klal from Ibn Nechemia. The time we learned in the Braisa that Ibn Nechemia Omer, that Komakim Shamina Toyre Eid Echad, anytime you have a parsha where there's Nemanis for an Eid Echad, so we say Halech Acha Raiv Deyos. So you say that you go Basar Raiv opinions even if they're not Kasher Le'edas. Once an Eid Echad is Neman, so we don't need Toyras Eidas.
us, we're just going to use rive deis, even women. We're going to view two women against one man, like in our case, two women saying that this man is Reuven, against the one man, the original aid, saying that Reuven died, and we're going to view it kishnei anashim biish achad, as if it's two men against one man, and that's why if she remains silent, she's going to have to be teitzei. It's only if she's makhashtoi, it's only if she denies and says, no, this is not Reuven, so then it'll be like two and two, and then we'll say loy teitzei. But if she's not makhashtoi, so then we're going to say that she has to be teitzei. That's teretz number one. Or vibayi seima, it's really come out the same teretz, just we're going to switch one nuance. Vibayi seima, kolhecha dika eid achad kasher meikara, that, now this idea that you go bas a raiv deis, anytime you have a din that an eid achad is neman, that's only if the eid achad is also a pasul. But if this Eid Echad, meaning like if the Eid Echad who came saying that her husband died was a woman, but if the Eid Echad, the original Eid Echad is a man, the original Eid Echad was a kasher, so kol heicha da'asa Eid Echad kasher meikara, anytime you have an Eid Echad kasher coming from the beginning, so then you don't just go basa raiv de'ayis. Afilu mea nashim ke Eid Echad damyan. Instead, we're going to view even 100 women that come together with Reuven, if they're all pasul eidas, if they're all women, so then we're not going to view it, we're not going to say go basa raiv de'ayis, we're going to treat all those women as if it's just one person, and it would be a one against one, and we would say that she doesn't have to be taken. But here the whole story started that this woman's husband went away, and it was a woman who came back and said that, oh, I saw your husband die. So since it was only a woman to begin with, and now we have two women with the alleged Reuven saying that this is Reuven, so that's when we go basa raiv deis. And the way you'll read over Reb Nechemia's memra is a drop differently. Not that two women against a man wins, but rather that this is what Reb Nechemia said. That Reb Nechemia Oimer, komakam shemina teire eid echad, halecha achar raiv deis, like we had before. You go basa raiv deis anytime an eid echad is neman. And now, v'asu shnei nashim be'isha achas, not be'ish echad. Two women against a man is not going to win. But when you have two women against one woman, that's going to be kishnei anashim. It's like a case of two men against one man, and afilu shtei nashim b'ishachad kepalgu palgadami. And even if it would be two women against a man, so that would be like a one and one. That would be kepalgu palga. But in Yanenu, since the alleged Reuven is coming with two women, and there was only one woman saying originally that this lady's husband died, so that's why we say like this. And if she's makhashtai, says Shmuel, if she's makhashtai, so now it's a trey utrey, because now she joins up with the original Eid Echad against these two women, and it's a trey, it's leitetzeh. But because she married one of the Edim and she's saying barili, like we had before. But if she's not makhashtoi, she's saying, I don't know, maybe it's Reuven, maybe it's not, I don't recognize him, but I don't know. So if she's not going to be makhashtoi, so then she's going to have to be teitzei, because then we're going to go basa raiv deis, it's going to be a two against one, and that's when Shmuel said the din is going to be teitzei.